Mantavvakari. Who is he? He means who remarks in such a way. He will get the benefit of being Dharmatma. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's line is kept here. Otherwise, Ananya Bhak means who has given all sort of formalities of duties. Then say Ananya Bhak. How can he again Dharmatma, dutiful?
So Maharaj, you said that some of your god brothers objected to your explanation in Gita. What was their objection? In Gita, your Gita, of this Apiched Sudaracharo.
Some objection?
Yeah.
By whom?
Your god brothers.
Who are they?
I don't know who they are.
Jagannath Maharaj. He told if you give explanation in such way, then all in the name of Ananya Bhak, they will go on with malpractices. That is a very hidden meaning. You should not express them to the public. Abhiji sudrajaru bhajati vava sadhuribas. He may be a worst debauchee in the outer life. But if he is Ananya Bhak, he is a surrendered soul, sadhuribas samantrapa. He will be considered as the really honest man. Then everyone says, oh, I am Ananya Bhak, and will go on with the devotion. So don't express this in such a way, explicitly. Adadivam kanya sadhuri vasramantam vijī sudurācāru bhajati imam Ananya Bhak Sāzuri vasamantapa samyukta bhavasitu hisa. The underlying meaning is this. Who has surrendered to me, I have accepted him as mine own. And as I have got right over everything, I am not a trespasser. So my own man may not be considered to be a trespasser anywhere. This is the underlying meaning. Atma Bhuyaya Katma, he is my own. And the whole thing, that is my own. And who is inspired? Ananya Bhak, who was by inspiration from me. She does not he may not be considered as a trespasser. Anything he can enjoy on my behalf, if he's really a surrendered soul, he should be considered as mine. In my property he has got free access. The underlying meaning would go to this side, this plane. So Yadavar Maharaj came to put objection. Don't be so wide in your meaning. Then the people at large, taking the name of Ananya Bhajan, they go on. Oh, I am Vaishnava. Achyuta Gotra. I am Achyuta Gotra. I am one amongst his own men. What is his property that is mine? I can enjoy everything. That sort of thought may come.
So how do we recognize Ananya Bhak?
That's the trouble is there. You are professing that I am Ananya, that don't do. Anandabhak, but real Anandabhak won't say that I am Anandabhak. I can't be Anandabhak, that will be his understanding, not feeling. What to speak Anandabhak is not a very little thing. I can't be Anandabhak. I have not attained that stage. It is very difficult. Rather, I am going away from it. That will be his bhasa. Krishna, Hari, Krishna, Radha, then herself says, the people say, they connect me with Krishna. Kalankini, I have got illicit connection with Krishna. But my grief is this, that I cannot be so. I could not be so. That is my trouble. I have no objection to come in bad name with connection with Krishna. But what they say, this is all false. I could not be from my heart of Krishna. That I am wholesale, I am his. I can't be. That is the trouble. I am not afraid that they will connect me with Krishna in this way. I am not afraid of that. But my trouble, internal trouble, is this, that I could not become such. And falsely they are saying so. I have no objection to be so, but I can't become so. That will be opposite tendency will come. Abhijishudrajaro bhajati imam ananyabhag sadhuriva samantabhva sammakabha siduhisho. The fact is that one who has accepted me exclusively, he has got no taste in other things. So really, he is not Durachar. Internally, he is always connected with me. External life, he is indifferent. So what he is doing, that is not he doing. Ayatta visimam lokan nohanti no nibuddhati. He is... if one may... kill thousands of brahmandas, destroy thousands of brahmandas, he does not do anything. He is in that plane, nirguna plane. Nirguna plane, good or bad, in the calculation of this world, is absent there. This is all good, the way. Nirguna, the lying and the speaking truth. Truth means a relative thing. This is not true. This is relatively true in the brain, proposed by Sanskrit society. This is mine. This is yours. What value this thing has got? When I am stealing some flower, why you steal my flower? But what is the guarantee that flower belongs to you? This is all... all bogus conceptions, different stages of bogus conception of life. The man, he has got possession of a land. The jamindar will say, no, I have got real possession. I have allowed you to sit here, possession. Then the king will come, this is my land. And your position is only relative. In this way. the morality stands on this conception. This is mine, this is yours, but everything is false. So all the transaction of this morality, he's stealing, he's doing this, that, all false, daiti, bhadra, bhadra, gansa, monolabha, ehi bhalo, ehi mundo. So, the plane, the deepest plane, deepest wave of Krishna consciousness, it is moving, and so many particles are dancing, so many jiva, and that dance is the absolute dance, sarva dharma parityajya mamekam. So everything belongs to Krishna, and for His satisfaction anything and everything can be done. This only principle, followed by them, without caring of the so many relative demands of, and the breach of that in different plane, false plane. So that nirguna. This calculation of this ascribed ownership, false ownership, that can't be applied there, cannot be applied there. This is mine, this is yours. The king said, this is mine. The possessor said, this is mine. But all these claims, no value in Krishna consciousness. Naiva dasya kriti nātho nā kriti neha kaścana nā jasya sarva-bhūteshu kaścid artha-vapāsraya. That is another thing that may go on. The Parāsar. Parāsar is crossing a river. A lady was in charge of the boat. When the boat let loose, came in the middle of the river perhaps, then Parāsar suddenly had some propensity, charm for the lady. And he proposed, and he accepted that lady, united, and there the birth of Vedavyāsa. Now, this attitude of Parāsara, he is already a man of higher control of senses. But Vyasa Janma, the birth of Vyasa Dev, created a necessity in a particular stage in him, and suddenly he was caught by the lust for the time being, and united with that lady, and there came Vedavyāsa. So universal will, Parāsara is not to be accused. He is not the party to that. He is an instrument. We should not consider this an event of lustfulness and accuse Parāsara for his immoral action. He was inspired by some divine will and overpowered by the force of nirgun will of Krishna, and things were done. So Krishna says in Gita, not the action, but the background of the action, that is to be considered, that is to be examined, not the action. The motive underlying the action, that is whether friend or foe, that is to be considered. The asakti, not the karma, but the purpose. That is the culprit. Draupadi had 5 husbands. Not of his own, not of her own accord. But she had to accept his trouble as duty. That is not prayer. So Draupadi should not held responsible. It cannot be said that he is going to many husbands. She can't be held responsible. So Tara Mangadari Gatha Panchakanyasmari Nittam Mahapadakanasmari. So it is said in the Shastra that this Draupadi, Kunti and so many ladies that have seemed to be unchaste apparently, but if you take their name, you will be purified. So there is such type of activity. The internal meaning, the purpose, that should be considered, analyzed, and the judgment should be given accordingly. Not by the external action. Yogije Sura Jaru Bhajati Mama Minnava. Sadhureva Samantabha Sammak Bhavasi Chuvisho. The higher principle is following, not your ordinary law in the surface, but some higher law is following, and the ordinary law is crossed. He will think him a culprit, but from the higher law consideration, will say that if you can appreciate that law breaking, you will be lifted. Aggaya bhagunam dosam maya dishtan prishakam dharmam santa jujasadvan man bhajit satyasattama. In the Shastra, I have ordered. The Shastra, the rules in the Shastra, they came from my direction order. But if there anyone can be found that crossing those rules already given in the Shastra, coming to satisfy me, he should be considered a better devotee. The loyalty, crossing the laws of the king, it may be possible. So, sometimes even crossing the laws of the country, one should may show its loyalty to the king, if necessary. So here, the God is above law when we consider Krishna is above law. Law meant for us, but that may not be applied in his case. He is absolute. So when one has come really in connection with the absolute, he cannot but ignore the laws which is meant by the ordinary people. He may not care so much for that. But all in all this he is so. He himself breaks law, and perhaps he likes those most that are ready to break law for him. They are favorite. Taking risk. Who are ready to take risk for his service. The consequence of breaking the law. Then the whole Vrajalila is like that. Ajyapatham chahitta bejur mukunda padmi. Sajanang ajyapatham chah. Krishna. Beyond one's own interest consideration, individual or local interest consideration is sacrificed of any type. Self-sacrifice to this degree, that his own particular interest consideration is sacrificed into fire, then you come to take birth in Vrindavan. Not before. All your prospects, risk, all, everything with all your prospects. No other prospect than myself. I cannot tolerate the presence of a second entity in your heart. That with some consideration you will come to me. My relation with you is conditional, unconditional. Sacrifice the so-called interest of you, the prospects, everything. Then you come to meet in Vrindavan. I am alone there. I can't tolerate any other interest in the heart of a devotee, of my devotee. Only one interest, and that is me.
Jai Sri Krishna.
Govardhana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So the Christians, they have this conception of a jealous God.
Jealous?
Yes. That he will not tolerate anyone other than him, worship than him.
That's good, so much it is good. Adam and Eve were Saranagata, and they tasted the fruit of the tree of knowledge, that is self-consideration, calculation of self-interest, separate interest, and they fell. And they were forced to the life of labor and live.
Yes.
Before that, surrendered, no problem in life. General surmise there. And then to particularize what should be the characteristic of that God, in what rose we approach. The Madhura rose is this. There was came some question from the Christian priest to Prabhupada that Madhura rose is also within us. Middle age, there was a fashion amongst the Christians to consider Christ as bridegroom. Bridegroom. There's some parables also there. The Christ is considered as bridegroom. So the Madhura Rasa, as you say, the consort Rasa, is also in Christianity. Their question was of this type. But Prabhupada told that is with his son, with his devotee, something like, not with God. But your God, conception of your God is as father, as ghost, and as son,
yes.
Guru.
Yes.
Son means guru, the deliverer. God as son, God as father, and the God as the ghost. The ghost, perhaps considered to be of highest position. If it is so, then it goes to Brahmavad. Let me say so. Do you follow?
Yes.
God as ghost, God as father, man means creator, and God as son, that guru, and God as ghost, perhaps he holds the supreme position over the father conception, the son conception, or guru conception. Then it goes, it vanishes to Brahma, the Vishesh Brahma. This Trinity. In Germany, once I was told that in a drama they had to show the a figure of the God. In some in a higher position, in a balcony, they put a figure of grave nature with beard, that grave beard. He is commanding from there in a drama.
Yes.
So like that God, the Father. Not sonhood, consorthood, not fatherhood of Godhead. Fatherhood of Godhead. And the gray-bearded, grown-up man figure. That's God. But from the consideration of rasa or ananda ecstasy, he should be center of all different rasa. The consorthood, the sonhood, the consorthood. Parents are also sadhvijas, all sadhvijas. He must be in the center, not in any extremity of the whole. He is not over the whole, but he must be in the center. The conception here is like this. The God is in the center. Of all approaches, the approach for rasa, that is the supreme, but the intensity of rasa to be considered, and he must be at the center of all sorts of rasa, anandam. Anandam brahmano vidyam. The ananda or rasa, or fulfillment, and charm or beauty. That is the most precious thing ever discovered. And the full representation of the highest type of that rasa should be considered as the highest absolute, which can attract everyone, not by power, not by force, but by charm. The center of attraction, that is Krishna. That should be considered of the highest existence, the attraction. Attraction, that is by beauty, by charm, by love, by generosity, and not by coercion and force. That is possible. Then freedom is gone. Giving freedom all sides to attract them, organize and give cohesion. That is possible only by beauty. And all just represented there. In this way you have to approach towards the center, then it comes to Krishna, conception of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, low, 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 low. It all goes when you go, it all goes when you go. Kata Vajra? Sanata. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada Krishna Maharaj is staying, so you are not starting today. It is final.
Yes.
All right, we can wait. Wait for their coming and then taking final decision. And how to satisfy the thirst of our bhakti vijay. Tirtha Maharaj.
He
is very hungry. He is very hungry, he can't tolerate. He wants something. Immediate food, spiritual food. Hare Krishna. Gold Hari, Gold Hari, Gold Hari.
What to do?
Mahaprabhu, Krishner Kodunati, Bhalo Mundo Nahibati, Namajite Dhan Sajaran. How sweet and encouraging. Mahaprabhu says, Sanadan, Krishna is ocean of mercy, kindness, generosity. And it is not necessary for him to distinguish who is bad, who is good. No necessity. So ample, the capital. All may be overflooded. So he is not very particular to examine who is good and who is bad. No choice. No necessity. Krishna, Karuna, Ache, enough. Enough kindness. Bhalamanda Nahibachi. It's not very particular to select who is good, who is bad. Namajite Dhan Sajara. And we find that without demand from the party, he gives himself, distributes himself, eager to distribute himself. And we can catch Mahaprabhu. You are such Krishna. You are that Krishna who has come without our asking for your favor. Door to door you are running, requesting us to accept you. That Krishna is you. কৃষ্ণের করুণা আছে ভালো মন্দ নাহি বাছে নামাজিতে দেন সচরণ বিলিভ দিস দ্যার ইজ সচ অ্যাটিটিউড অফ কৃষ্ণ ইউ ইউ সে আই ওন্ট চেক নো নো ইউ চেক মি দ্যার ইজ অ্যানাদার ডিপার্টমেন্ট অফ কৃষ্ণ ফ্রম ডোর টু ডোর He goes and says, request, take me, accept me, don't vanish. Karuna ache bhalo mondo nahi bache. Not he is very eager to distinguish to whom he will distribute himself. No. Any and every place going, Nityananda Prabhu. Accept Krishna, accept Mahaprabhu, accept Krishna. There is a department. Such nature of Krishna there is. Sometimes we find him like that. And that is an eternal department. Krishna da karuna ache bhalo mondo nahi bache namagite dhan sacharam. How Mahaprabhu is giving an estimation of Krishna. Broad, generous. But at the same time you will see, only he is miser in my case. I can't have a bit taste of him. But I see that the whole place around inundated. But only myself in my case. What is it? Gaur Hari Bodh, Gaur Hari Bodh, all these people. So Achinto Hidabhid, Nimai Goy. Nimai is very fond of using this term anywhere and everywhere. Achinto Hidabhid. Not understandable. And particularly, we want to get to reach into some conclusion, there is some problem. Achinta. No conclusion can be final in him, about him. Achinta Vidavid. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bodh. is not well today, then I want to close here.
How would you express the term spoto body in English? Spoto body.
Spoto body.
There is a mention that there is some connection with the word and the meaning, the sound equaling the sense. Something, there is some scientific relationship between the sound and the meaning, and the basis. It has come in such a way. That is the opinion of Pāmī. Spoto. The sound automatically aims to, hits to a particular meaning. That God has an inseparable connection. The mental plane, the thought, and the physical. Unconscious of us, there is some independent connection in scientific way. There is a section of the Grammarian or Niruktavadi, that is, sound experts, Shabda. Just as in Vaikuntha Nam, Nam Nami Abhid. Krishna Nam and the Krishna is Abhid, inseparably connected. In Vaikuntha, they say, here in the phenomenal world also, there is some such apparent thing. It is not anarchical. As Mahaprabhu told, every word meaning to Krishna, in background also, in grammar also, and he began to explain to every word, every dhatu is a potency of Krishna. So has a connection. Madhvacharya also say mukta pragraha vritti. Jahatsata, ajahatsata, all these classifications. Every word, every meaning is not forced to take other direction, it will go direct to Krishna. His potential. Everything connected with him. Kalidas says in Raghu Vamsa, in the beginning passage, Bhagatta Vivasam Priktu Bhagatta Vajipattai Jagatap Pitaru Vandi Parvati Parameshwaru. Bhag Artha, word and meaning. Bhagatta Vivasam Priktu, this Parvati Parameshwaru, Shiva and his potency, Parvati. How they are connected, naturally, just as bark and of this word and this meaning. Bark also evil something too. So I bow down to them. I show my obeisance to them. Bhagartha Vivasan Priktu, Bhagartha Pratipattai, so that I may have command, a free flow over both word and meaning.